Life. Life. We all find that life is very wonderful. Life is very exciting. Life is very desirable. And this is something that each one of us want to experience more and more and more in our world, our life. We think that if we could live life 100% in its ideal format, we would be the happiest people in the universe. We'd be the happiest people in the world because life is such an exciting adventure. Life is such an exciting activity for us. All of us know life. We all know how life goes, how life expresses itself in our world. But do we really know what life is all about? Life is to live. Life is to be an expression of all that is good. But if you'd like to have life in your life, it sounds sort of strange, doesn't it? But if you'd like to have life in your life, what's the first thing you want to do to have life in your life? The first thing you want to do to have life in your life is to live. That sounds redundant, but you want to live. Now, what does it mean to live? To live means that you are enjoying every single moment of your life. You are enjoying every single moment of your existence. You are finding it to be the most beautiful, wonderful, fantastic treasure you could ever desire in any way, in any shape, in any form. Now, if you want that for yourself, if you want life for yourself, you have to begin living. You have to begin living. Now, are you going to live in a positive or in a negative framework? You can live in either, or you can live in a combination of both. And what a useless experience that would be. If we can always live in a positive framework, if we can always live in a positive attitude toward life, then our life is meaningful and exciting and wonderful and outstanding in every possible way. Yes, that's what our life is. Now, is that how you want yours to be? Is that how I want mine to be? And the answer for me is yes. So then, as I begin to live my life, I begin to determine what is my value for myself. What is my desire for myself? What is my choice for myself to live my life? To live my life, I say, I like me. Oh, we've said that often, haven't we? We've said that until we're blue in the face. But to say I like me, to say I live joyously, I live harmoniously, I live wonderfully, I live fantastically, I live beautifully. Can you say that about yourself? Can you say that about every moment of your life? Can you say that every moment of your life is filled with joy and peace and harmony and happiness? Can you say every moment of your life is filled with magic? Can you say that every moment of your life is filled with peace, is filled with all those things that make you feel that you're wonderful? Can you say that? And the answer is yes. Yes, you can say that, and you do say that. Every moment of your life, you do say that, and you can say that, because what you're saying is that you think this is a wonderful world. You're saying that you think everything in this world is worth living. It's worth getting up in the morning. It's worth going to bed at night. It's worth having friends and talking to them. Always talking positive, beautiful, life-giving things. It's always being fantastic in every possible way that you could possibly be. And when you do that, magic takes place in your world. Magic takes place in your world so that you begin to realize that everything you do is wonderful. What sort of a life do you live? What sort of life do I live? Do I live a life where I go around finding beauty wherever there is? Do I find love wherever I am? Do I find peace wherever I am? Do I find harmony and balance and joy wherever I am? That's all that it takes. That's all that it takes, is to find those things first in myself and then see them reflected outwardly in the world. And as I see them reflected outwardly, there is nothing in this world other than my life. There is nothing in this world other than who I am. There's nothing in this world other than the magic of my own soul, of my own being. Now, as you look at the magic of your being, are you a happy person looking at that magic? Are you a joyous person looking at that magic? Or do you think that that magic is maybe just a temporary thing, maybe just for a little while? Oh, too good to be true. Have all of your life be too good to be true. Have all of your life be such magic. Have all of your life be this. When your life is that, then you are living your life to its highest and best. When your life is too good to be true, what a wonderful thing to have your life be too good to be true. When your life is too good to be true, then go for it. Experience it. Love it. Know it. Enjoy the magic of your life. Enjoy the magic of who you are. And as you enjoy the magic of who you are, you'll find that you are more wonderful than you ever dreamed. Too good to be true. That's a good phrase. Too good to be true. When we find life too good to be true, then we are really finding the truth in life. We're really finding the joy in life, the peace in life, the happiness in life, the harmony in life, the wonder in life, the magic in life. We are finding all that matters to us and all that is to us. We are finding who and what we are. We are finding all that we can ever want for ourselves and want for others. Now, what would you like to do? Just say, if you had an infinite amount of money, right at this moment. Okay. You would not really have a need for it, but you have it. So you'd like to bless the people in your world. So you take $1 million and you give it to your children each. You take $1 million and give it to your spouse. You take $1 million and you give it to each one of your children, and your children's children, and your children's children's children. And you give each one $1 million. My goodness sakes. And then you begin to give money to your brothers and sisters. You give $1 million to each one of them. You give $1 million to each one of your nephews and your nieces. You give $1 million to everybody individually in your life who means anything to you. You can't give it to everybody. It just takes too much time. You want to take time living with that money, enjoying it, and too good to be true. But, oh, it is so true. And then, as you do, you give it to them, and you give them this $1 million, and then you say, spend it with delight and spend it with joy. Now, whether they have that $1 million and they make it work for them, whether they make it make money for them, whether they make it do things for them, is not really important. All that is important is that you give. Now, how about giving health to people? Can you say, I give you good health? Can you see others in good health? Can you see them all living in their ideal spirit, mind, and body? Can you see that? That's a great gift, too. That's what life is all about, is giving that gift of good health, giving that gift of wealth, giving that gift of joy, giving that gift of magic. And this is what we are. We're always giving. We're always giving. We think it's too good to be true. Our source never runs dry. It never runs dry. Could we be a Bill Gates and have so much money, we spend it in philanthropy, and we give it out to all, and we're always sharing it and loving it and enjoying it with everyone? That's living. That's life. And that's who you are, life. Take that life and share it and spread it and let it all be too good to be true. Let it all be wonderful magic. give, give, give. Now, if you don't have millions of dollars to give, well, give love, give peace. They're far more valuable than any $1 million ever could be. So give love, give peace, give life to everyone, and say, I see you living abundantly now. Know that this is true, because this is you, and this is me. And I say, I love you, I love you, I love you.